This is GQDN for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Questworthy. Yeah. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games coming. They're on the way, including a free demo. There's a new Fortnite tournament coming, if you're into that. And there's another Resident Evil Requiem leak for PlayStation 5. And maybe some other games too, or maybe some other consoles too. But we begin with Square Enix. Via automaton-media.com, Square Enix and the major shareholders dropped a 100-page presentation today, and they criticized the management, which did rally the other shareholders. Now, the 3D Investment Partners, which is a Singapore-based activist investment fund, did publish a 100-page presentation, and they were highlighting the issues in Square Enix management that was reported by Business Wire. Well, a major shareholder of the game company, owning about 14% of the shares, which is 3D Investment, they were calling on the other shareholders to join them in, quote, sharing frank opinions, end quote, on the issues that Square Enix is having. And their purpose was to, quote, pursue constructive dialogue, end quote, with the company's leadership. Now, the fund did argue that despite being a national brand who now owns the franchises such as Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest, Square Enix has been facing a stagnant revenue growth, weak profit margins over the past 3 years. And that was compared to the peers like Nintendo, Capcom, Bandai Namco, and Konami. And 3D did blame them on the underperformance for the console and mobile game sections. And they did write down the related canceled games. And they also considered the company's arcade and the publishing sectors to be doing some bad business that were pulling down the company's value because of their performance. So that could be that type of thing. So maybe Square Enix can turn the ship around. We'll see what happens. But now you need to know that the Players' Voice Awards is in its final stage for the Game Awards. And you get to vote. And your votes will be between Clear Obscur Expedition 33, Dispatch, Genshin Impact, Hollow Knight Silksong, and The Wuthering Waves. 5 games to choose from. Your vote is very important. To do that, go to thegamersawards.com, click on Player's Voice, and then you can vote. This one isn't there, but it's not supposed to be there yet, because it has not yet been released, and I'm talking about Resident Evil Requiem. Because according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, this big game did reveal some important details that Capcom wanted to surprise players with at the Game Awards this year. Now, this is all rumorville, so be careful. There might be some mines around here. Watch your step. Because there's some rumors that have been around while Leon S. Kennedy could return to Resident Evil. But Capcom didn't say anything about this, and it's still just rumors. Unless you got a PlayStation 5, because a lot of players did now see that whoever pre-ordered Resident Evil Requiem via the PlayStation 5 store were greeted with a game icon thumbnail featuring Leon in their library. I did show him in the picture. Leon could be coming back. We'll see. And we'll probably see that in two days. Oh, by the way, I will be streaming the Game Awards on twitch.tv/DawnForge when it goes live. So we shall see when it does. Now we go to people leaving a developer to launch a new studio. Okay, so some of the developers via Eurogamer did leave Perfect Dark because that was canceled. But these developers went to 2K because they wanted to launch a brand new studio under Take-Two. One of those developers is Daryl Gallagher, who was a part of the Initiative studio. He was ahead of it, and he was working on Perfect Dark Reboot that was canceled by Microsoft. So he wrote on LinkedIn, quote, "I'm excited to share that I'll be joining 2K as FPP studio head, where I'll be building a new studio and leading ambitions, opportunity unlike anything I've taken before. I've spent my career believing in what is possible with great people come together with a bold vision. I can't wait to get started with the exceptional team as 2K, end quote. But he wasn't the only one. Brian Horton joined him. And Brian was the creative director in charge of Perfect Dark's creative vision at the Initiative. And Horton did have some other creative director games in Insomniac, which made Spider-Man. Here's what he said on LinkedIn. Quote, "Happy to announce I joined 2K as vice president, head of creative at a new studio with Daryl Gallagher," end quote. Now, they did not reveal what they will be working on, but many of the players are hoping that it'll be Perfect Dark or that style of game. Because if you remember back in September, it was reported that the game was saved from cancellation by Take-Two. We shall see what happens with that one. Now we go to the Esports Corner for a couple of games, or a couple of news articles, I should say. One is brought to us from HLTV.org. Nikolai Device Redes is expecting to join 100 Thieves as a sniper, and that's with the negotiations within the two parties at an advanced stage, according to some sources that were talking to HLTV and Dust2.dk. And this move is expected for him to reunite with some of his former teammates, such as Lucas Glaive Sander, and Lucas is expecting to be the coach. Device rejoining 100 Thieves, which could end his tenure with Astralis, which began October 22nd with his return from Ninja in Pajamas. And right now, if this move is to happen, he'll be joining Harvard Rain Nygaard, not just Glaive. So we'll see what happens. But if they were to play Fortnite, well, another player named Courage is launching a $100,000 Fortnite tournament following the series announcement. And this comes to us from Esports Insider. And that's Jack Courage JD Dunlop, because he did announce that the Courage Clash and the Courage Icon Cup will be the launch of the Icon Series December 17th, 8 days from now. And this will have some Fortnite creators and professional players compete for $100,000, the prize pool. Yep, that's what it is. And the Icon Cup will let fans grab the bundle early. And that was made during his live stream on December 8th. And that was on twitch.tv/CourageJD. And you can find him on YouTube as well, CourageRageJD. Now, the Fortnite tournament will have the content creators and players such as Ali Cypher PK Hassan, the Burt Peanut, Cody Clicks Concord, Rachel Valkyrie Marie, Hapes Eder, and more people than that. The event will run from December 12th to 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. PST, December 13th, 1 a.m. GMT, and will consist of five games: Zero Build, Hide and Seek, Build Mode, Pros Can't Build, Delulu, and Built. Now, the Courage Cup Icon Cup will be open to all players across Xbox, PlayStation, Mobile, and PC, and Switch. And the tournament will have the feature single session to receive Courage Bundle before everything does drop. So it should be there. Now we get to some releases. One of them, if you're into this stuff, Dungeons 4 Double Trouble is now released via BlueNews.com and is now available for PC and consoles. So if you want this game, it is now available. There is a YouTube video about this, and they said that the Dungeon Dwelling RTS sequel from Realmforge Studios and Calypso Media is now available in the Epic Games Store, GOG, and Steam. So if you want it, go try it. Oh, there's a new demo coming to PlayStation as well, and that is called Cassette Boy. It's up on the PlayStation Store, and it's scheduled to launch on January 15th, 2026. But if you want to try it, it's now available. It is a 2D game, but the background is a little more complex than that, because the world is 3D, not 2D. Cassette Boy is 2D. So once again, if you want it, up on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox, it's coming January 15th. And like I said, the Game Awards is in 2 days, Thursday the 11th, on twitch.tv/DawnForge, when it's live, we're live. So we'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a DawnForge production, 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people.